Richie's here. Check.
Check.
Roberta's here. Check.
Check.
Jennifer's here. Check.
And I am a check.
Yes. Well, there you go. And obviously Doug is here. Seven after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have Michael McMaster to inspire and motivate us in a moment. First, though, Jennifer's been nice enough to update the list of shortest books in the world. Titles from the shortest books in the world. So we're going to have a little laughter going through some of these titles in a moment. Are you ready, everybody? This will be something you need to pay close attention to, because if nothing else, after you've had too many beers this weekend, you'll need to be able to go back in your mind a little bit and come up with something that's conversational.
These are easy reads after you've
easy
had
reads for those who will have too much green beer this weekend. So laughter at 10 after, right after this on Good Day.
Musicians, Guitar Center's legendary green tag sale means one thing. Massive savings of at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Now through Sunday, save big on green tag deals. Like 71% off list on Yamaha full-size Dreadnought acoustics, just $99. 88% off list on select Zildjian drumsticks, just $1.88 a pair. Dynamic vocal mics, buy one, get three free. And you can still score additional 50% off list savings all month long. But hurry, Guitar Center's green tag sale ends Sunday.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Yes, please use as directed. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. These are some of the shortest books ever published. Jennifer has done her homework overnight to go through this list, finding things. For example, Bill Gates' new book, Things I Cannot Afford. It's a pretty
short book.
Pretty short book, right, exactly. Mm. Dennis Rodman has a new book, Richie, called Things I Wouldn't Do for Money. Amelia Earhart, just before she was lost, wrote A Guide to the Pacific.
Oops.
Not too long. Ellen DeGeneres and Rosie O'Donnell working together, and the title of the new book, To All the Men We Have Loved Before. let's see here.
I'll give you one for that.
There's a new one. Yeah, there's the Amish phone directory.
Get it? Because the Amish don't have phone fridge.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's see here. How to Drink and Drive Safely by Ted Kennedy was published. How to Win a Super Bowl by the players of the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh.
Or the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And here's just added, My Complete Knowledge of Military Strategy by Nancy Pelosi. there's another one, but I probably won't.
Come on, it's funny.
You think?
That's fine.
The new book by Barack Obama, The Things I Did to Deserve the Nobel Peace Prize.
Short. No. Guys are mean.
Book.
That was the only question of
it. It may be mean, but it's funny.
It's funny.
It's true.
Yeah. All right. Michael.
There it is.
Da-da-da-da-da. Worth a chuckle. It's a bit of a chuckle.
Chuckles are good.
11 after the hour, Michael McMaster joins us to help make your day better, your weekend better, your life better, right around the corner here on a good day.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We've just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
13 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program, 16th of March. And joining us now is a gentleman who visits with us each week at this time to try to help you follow your big dreams. I was thinking of Climb Every Mountain, but there's a Follow. Remember that song, Follow, Roberta? I think it was from a Broadway show. Follow, follow, follow.
Comes from the Fantastics.
Thank you. There it is. See, I knew it was connected to Broadway.
Try to remember.
What is your problem, McMahon?
You.
What
I have a thought. Oh, there's a song connected to the stuff. Remember that song? Because I can't. Anybody else out there remember it?
Well, so we got Roberta to remember it. A dream.
I don't even want to hear you guys complain.
All right,
in the
Everly Brothers. Dream. Dream, dream.
I just looked at my little library. There are about 30 songs that have the word follow in them.
Dream, dream.
No, the song is called Try to Remember.
You want to play them all?
Well, I think we ought to get to Michael. Maybe Michael.
Michael, can you hold on while we play every song that has the word follow in it?
Yeah. I'll wait.
Okay.
I'll wait.
Thank you.
In the first hour, Rich, of this show, Doug played the Muppet, the theme to the Muppet movie, and then talked about Goldman Sachs. You'd make that connection.
We'll do that later on, as a matter of fact. Later on in this hour, we will do that. And I'll explain it again for those who didn't get it the first time. Listen, this is the we're ready, willing, and able to help people with whatever it is they need help with. And some people need help making their dreams come true. If you don't have a dream, why? Who do you know that doesn't have any dreams? Roberta, you have dreams.
Oh, very vivid ones in color.
Jennifer has dreams.
I do.
Richie, we have dreams like the one Roberta just talked about, or dreams of a different kind of a life. So why do you stay stuck where you are? Why don't you make those dreams, or even one dream, come true? What do you think, Michael McMaster, about helping people make their dreams come true? Or Adrian, just one. Just focus on one.
Yeah. Most people believe that whatever they dream about won't happen, so they don't even bother dreaming about it.
Why do they have that? Where'd that thought come from? Where's that process come from?
They become stuck. Many people become stuck in their lives. You know, their lives have the same routine day after day. And probably the biggest thing that I find, people don't believe they're worthy of having something better.
Ah, deserve. You deserve whatever it is that becomes a true part. You deserve.
I'm going to challenge that comment.
Happy. You deserve to have. I deserve this in my life. What is it that you deserve? What's your heart's desire, Rich?
But I would say that most people don't. It's not so much that they don't feel worthy. It's that they don't feel capable.
Well, same thing.
No, that is true, too, because usually to go to some higher level, higher place, you've got to have some kind of skill or something like that. That's what people believe, and so they believe that they cannot do that as well.
But we've grown a whole generation, and maybe it's even broader than that here in our country, and I think it's the case in some other countries around the world where people have come to expect things will be easy for them, so they don't do well in school. They don't apply themselves at some of the first opportunities they have, and they get then, okay, I give up. And they haven't really even tried. Can you imagine if the people who came over here on the Mayflower gave up when they ran into the first storm?
Mm-hmm.
They were 40 miles at sea. They would have turned around and gone back.
That's the secret. That's the secret to success, you know, is to follow through, is to keep going. If you read about anybody that's accomplished anything, they've usually had 99% failure, first of all, then the 1% is a success.
Yeah, if you're not willing to fail, you're never going to get anywhere.
So why is it then, what's the psychological principle of not aiming high? Why is it that we get ourselves into some of us, some of you, not, I hope it doesn't apply to me, I hope it doesn't apply to anybody here, but I think we all do get stuck. There's no question.
Yeah,
we all
get
stuck. Roberta's stuck in certain things in her life. Jennifer's stuck in certain things in her life. I can think, I know you all well, I can think of where each one of you is stuck.
Been stuck with you for about 14, 15 years.
There you go.
Well, been trying to move along for a long
worse
time.
Worse than that, yeah. So, Michael, what do you say to those people who are stuck?
You know, probably a bigger question in a way is to ask them, what do they really want in life? And that should be the goal. That should be the dream. Mm-hmm. No matter what it is, to figure that out and figure out the steps you feel that you can take to get there. And if you need help from somebody like me or somebody else, find them to help you get there. Because some people need to be sort of pushed along a bit or given the structure or the direction. And so you just find what will make you happy, what you want in life, then go after it.
Here's a, may I give a personal example? Maybe this helps people understand. I believe in Michael's words, and I believe in his methods, and I think that they can work, and I've tried practicing them along with the other people that we have on this program to help you get your mind in focus. It's not an accident that all these people show up on this program at various points in the week, because I want you to make your life better and to follow the courage of your convictions. One of the things that came to me after another gentleman that's on the program helped me at the moment to think clearly through something that I was stuck on. You know, there are, you and I have talked about this deal that I'm trying to put together to save the farms. And as I have worked through it, it gets stuck at certain places, and then the log jam sort of opens up, and we move to the next step, and then it gets stuck, and yada, yada, yada. And I went into a place yesterday for about 90 seconds. That's all it was. We were doing, Richie, remember we did these exercises, the deep breathing exercises?
Yeah.
And as I went into them, what came into my mind when all the other stuff was pushed out was the one of the participants in this deal that I'm, it's a multifaceted deal, one of the people involved is trying to be greedy. And greed, the opposite of abundance, gets in the way of things. If you're trying to get something done and it's for the wrong reason, then it isn't going to get done. Or it's going to be an awful lot harder to get done. And the reason that this deal, I think, is slowed up is because one of the participants is extraordinarily greedy and wants too much for his piece of the pie. And I don't know, I mean, I suppose I could have thought it through first, but it just sort of...
So how do you fix
like
that?
One of the ways. Well, I don't, that's the other thing. I talked to a couple of people yesterday trying to figure it out.
And again, on his, you ask him, obviously, he's not going to think he's being greedy. He's going to think that he's...
I deserve it.
Right. Well, he deserves it for this reason. Right.
Yeah.
So how do you... We talked about this yesterday, the yin and the yang. He thinks this, you think that, you're both at odds. What do you do?
All right, Michael, fix that problem for us, will you?
Give me a week.
Well, sometimes you have to work in... What is it? It's a strange ways. Things, good things happen in strange ways sometimes.
Well, it's communication. Understand what he needs and what he wants and what you want. Mm-hmm. You work it out.
Yeah. Well, but the, and there I am right there. But, I said, but thinking that he won't change his mind. One part.
Do you know that for sure?
Well, I don't. When faced with an either or, whether he gets something or nothing, then he'll change his mind. But it won't be until we get to that point, and that slows down the process in the meantime. That's
well, you have the advantage of knowing that now.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I'll tell you, one of the reasons that I know is because I listen to Michael. If you go to Michael's website, which you can reach by going to DougStephan.com, see Michael's picture in the contributors box, click on that, brings you to Michael-McMaster.com. A complete list of CDs are available there that are extraordinarily helpful in getting your mind opened up enough to move to the next step. And that's sort of the example that I just gave. Michael-McMaster, M-C-M-A-S-T-E-R, Michael-McMaster.com for solutions to your problems. 21 after the hour. Michael, thanks.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs. Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
St. Patrick's Day weekend, so let's celebrate with some Irish music, starting off with the Irish band U2. Big celebrants of this, and probably the best-known Irish band in the world, Richie, I would guess, yeah?
I would have to agree with that, without a doubt.
Another great of pop music has been Van Morrison over the years, and here is one of his great, great contributions. Not about St. Patrick's Day, but about him and his Irish roots.
On the dark end of the street, to the bright side of the
road. How can you not be happy celebrating, I don't care whether it's St. Patrick's Day or whatever you celebrate.
Once again.
On the bright side of the road.
Well. Stuff. All right. Who else do we have to celebrate St. Patrick's Day with some of the great Irish music? Some of the traditional Irish stuff for sure. I must know this.
You'll definitely know the song.
Yeah, but who's this?
Patti LaBelle.
Really?
Really?
Interesting twist on interesting presentation on a traditional song.
1, 2, 3.
Tommy Makem.
A long time ago, way back.
There's a special playing on PBS this weekend called Tommy Makem's Ireland. Have you seen the promotion for that?
I haven't, no.
He's, I'm guessing by looking at him, he's in the mid to late 70s. Remember when he first got popular in the 60s?
I do not.
Oh, yeah. No, he was very much a part of the landscape in the folk music world. And so here he is with what could be more traditional Irish St. Patrick's Day music. Beer, 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 beer.
Here's your girls.
Oh, I like them.
The ones you love.
I love these ladies.
The Celtic women.
Yep. Very, how appealing in every sense of the word. I love the violinist especially.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Good mix, Rich.
I know.
Richie's doubling as a DJ mix master at one of the local discotheques.
It's a mashup.
Saturday. This is the lady that we had on the program. What's her name?
Yeah, they were on.
I'm trying to remember this.
Have to look.
Shannon, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Good guess.
Thanks.
Kelly O'Doyle.
That's it.
Good stuff.
Ah, the Lord of the Dance. This stuff has too much energy for me.
Jumping around on stage.
It's like you're on speed.
Yeah. It's good music to dance party to, whatever. Drink beer.
Party.
What is that? Cabbage, isn't it? Is this cabbage?
Corned beef and cabbage
weekend? Yeah. Right. All right. What else you got, Richie? Irish music for us to.
That's an additional jig. Jig. That's what you have.
You know what? I think we ought to get the government to change what they're doing with the meat for this weekend. Make it green slime instead of pink slime.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
We have to close it out with Bing. Yeah.
Bing Crosby.
The pipes are calling.
Love his voice.
From glen to glen.
It's silky, isn't it?
And down
great
the mountain side.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
The summer's gone, and all the roses falling.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies is an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees auto pay.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Shut the door. Let's get to a number of things that are going on here that we ought to spend some quality time on. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow. Our poll today, what's your favorite Irish food? Corned beef and cabbage.
Mm. Beer.
Irish stew.
No,
shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie.
Oh, box tea.
Yeah, shepherd's pie is pretty good.
What's box tea?
I don't know what box tea is.
Box tea is. I don't know it either.
Let me look.
Can I have the corned beef and cabbage hold the corned beef?
I'd like to have shepherd's pie.
So good.
Yeah, shepherd's pie is
didn't have,
great.
You could just fill it with veggies and really good garlic mashed potatoes. That would be.
Box tea is like a potato pie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
With flour and an egg.
A lot of potatoes.
Okay.
All right. It's time for our 2020 News Quiz question. You ready?
Sure.
Ready.
Ready.
What is...
the drama on
I can't wait.
I was going to sort of bracket this in a different way. I'm just going to... This is a new product. What is it and where do you get it? Appley Ever After. What is
huh?
it?
No.
It's a new product
what
called
Appley Ever After.
Appley Ever After. What is it? Appley Ever After. Who has come up with it? And why is it in the news? Appley Ever After.
No,
it's
neat.
A product. And we're interested in what the product is and by whom it is produced. And what is the significance of this new product called Appley Ever After? 800-510-8255 relates to a number of other things that
the
are...
The title kind of explains what it is, actually.
Let me stretch it a little bit. Okay, a couple of things in here that are worth our time. We've heard this week a lot about what the government has done with the so-called bank stress tests. Right? You
banks
know about
stress
these?
Stress me out.
The banks have been tested by the Fed to see... especially the big banks, if they could hold up when we have, I don't know, when we have another financial crisis like we did 4 years ago. Got another one of those brewing? Then can these banks hold up without having to go through what we went through, the taxpayer, you and me, 4 years ago? And the banks, apparently, according to the Fed anyway, have passed. That's what the results show. So if you believe that, then I guess you wouldn't worry about some of the things that are tantamount to, I think, serious cracks in the landscape. Now, having said that, Jennifer, we were talking off the air, we were laughing because I connected the Muppets and a Muppet song. We just found a Muppet song, random song. Richie's probably got one there right now. That sort of sure. spoke to something that happened this week and the reference to the Muppets. And that is connected to the bank stress tests in any number of ways. I just kind of want you to understand something as to, I mean, I don't think people, I think we hear a lot of advocates one way or another talk about Goldman Sachs and how the current the Treasury Secretary was Vice President at Goldman Sachs. Henry Paulson, who was his predecessor, was President of Goldman Sachs. And Paulson's predecessor before that in the Bush administration and in the Clinton administration came from Goldman Sachs. And here's the reason that is important. We learned this week, we, all of us, who know how to read and listen, the letter that appeared, it was either yesterday or Wednesday, in the New York Times. You probably were really close to it. Quickly, Roberta. The fellow who is the executive director of the European branch, a guy named Greg Smith, who'd been in charge of all of Europe for Goldman Sachs for 11 years, resigned and sent a letter, an op-ed piece, in essence, as a whistleblower on Goldman Sachs. He used the term toxic and destructive, discussing and describing the environment in Goldman Sachs. He wrote, quote, I'm taking from directly from what he wrote, in that op-ed piece. I believe I've worked here long enough to understand the trajectory of this culture, its people, and its identity. And I can honestly say that the environment is as toxic and destructive as I've ever seen in my life. He continued to refer to the bankers at the firm and their callous ripoff of clients. In fact, he used the reference, he says that customers of Goldman Sachs are, there was a Freudian slip, Goldman Sachs, are referred to as Muppets. And that's why I played the Muppet movie music there earlier on, Jennifer. I think you got that.
I got that.
Any excuse we can get.
Right. I think it was interesting.
Even if it is our country being ripped off.
Yeah. Here's the most shocking part of what Smith revealed, Richie. The most common question that the bankers at Goldman Sachs ask among themselves is, quote, how much money did we make off this client? That's not in service. It's not how do we help the client. It's how much do we make from the client. And what this gentleman points out is the dangerous part of Goldman Sachs. And this is something that most people do not know. Listen to these two statistics. Kind of, we've had a lot of stats this week. You know, we talked about 80,000 pages of regulations in the administration since it started 3 years ago and how that compared to the years when George Bush was president and when Bill Clinton was president back to the Reagan era. So listen to this. Goldman Sachs now controls 25% of the economy in the United States. Can you believe? Listen to this.
Wow.
Goldman Sachs controls a quarter of our economy. Now, this is in 2012. When George Bush became president in 2000, Goldman Sachs was basically in control of 10% of the economy. So from 2000 to 2012, between the two administrations, they've gone from controlling 10% of the wealth of this country to 25% of the wealth in this country.
So scary.
This means one quarter of all the money in the United States comes from Goldman Sachs and their clients on Wall Street who prey on you mostly with things like exploding mortgage fees, bank fees, fines, 29% interest rates on your credit card, that stuff. And they use that money because most of the speculators who buy all of the commodities on Wall Street are connected directly, not indirectly, but directly to Goldman Sachs. So they're the ones that push up the oil prices, push up the food prices, push up all the commodity prices. They make their profits cashing in on not only our nation's economy, but the economy of all the nations in the world. That's how influential, that's how much, and are you ever going to break it down? Not unless there is a complete collapse of the system and these guys go away. Now, interestingly enough, connected to that, on the day that this Greg Smith published his grim assessment of Goldman Sachs, their stock value went down $2 billion in one day. They lost $2 billion in value, but you know what? That's only 3% of what the company is worth. So you do the math, folks.
Mm.
Multiply 3%, multiply two times. This is a $600 billion operation. Daily, they move around $600 billion. You can't even imagine it. So the fact that Paulson used $2 billion of your money to put his major competitor out of business, that is Lehman Brothers, during the fiasco of 2008, because he did not sign off on them getting government aid when all the rest of the guys that were not his direct competitors or his friends got government help. Lehman Brothers didn't. They swung in the wind, and they went down. And it was directly, completely connected to Paulson basically pulling the plug on him when he was powerful enough as Treasury Secretary, and nobody took him to task for it. Nobody sued anybody. Nobody has done anything except shake their heads, scratch their head, and wonder, how did this happen? Well, you know how it happened, because they control 25% of the economy. And I think people need to know this. And this is a great, I don't know whether Alex Jones talks about that kind of stuff. I know he talks about things that are similar. But what's more relevant to you as you think about your, I mean, you're like a pea. You know the old story about the pea under the mattress? I mean, any number of companies or people or individuals, you're nothing. You're pawns in their Ponzi scheme. And they get away with it every single day because of their connection to the politicians, because of the money that comes from the, basically from all these people. The reason Paulson got the job with Bush is because he raised $450,000 with just his next-door neighbors coming to a party. Altogether, he raised about $4.5 million for Bush's reelection campaign. Oh, how do you think these people get these jobs? It's because they've rigged the system, even up to the level of the Supreme Court, for them to have their say, and you are nothing. You're manure to them. I think you need to know that, and that's why I told that story. All right. Meanwhile, back in the ranch, the important question today is, what's Appley ever after?
Yeah.
Denny, what's the what is the key to that story?
On the Appley Ever After?
Yes.
Well, actually, it's an ice cream flavor made by Ben and Jerry's. The other place you can get it right now is in the UK, and I guess the picture on the box or the carton has two men standing on top of wedding cakes.
Oh,
it is
political.
In support of gay marriage.
Yep.
It's going to be introduced in the States. Hasn't been yet. They started it in this, I think this past week, as a matter of fact.
I totally had the wrong answer.
Yeah, right.
I saw an app.
Yeah.
And ever after, there is an app that tells the Little Red Riding Hood story, Appley Ever After, kids' stories. I'm like, oh, how cute.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
Not quite, Richie.
Close.
Richie, you're apt to be wrong.
Absolutely wrong. Yes, thank you. And Denny, even he's right, and he gets his second prize for that one. I like that. That's very good. That's very clever, Denny. Thank you. Hold on just a second. 14 before the hour, Doug Steffens. Good day program. I just think you got to think about that stuff. And Richie, would you make sure that gets posted on our We have every hour. You can download every hour of the program.
Sure.
We also have a special place at DougStephan.com where we put up audio that hopefully makes a difference.
Kind of like a modern-day Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, maybe. It's
fed up with the system. I'm going to go out.
Money.
And,
yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why I don't work for a big company. That's why I'm in, you know, trouble because I don't have my money at Goldman Sachs. You know, if somebody came along from Goldman Sachs and says, I'll give you $40 million for your radio program, am I going to say no? No.
Mm.
Am I going to be a hypocrite? Meh. Maybe. But I'll use that money to save the farm. So, you know, there's an ultimate use of it. But I think we ought to know what the numbers are. What you can do about it is squat. Except, ultimately, when there is a revolution, you know, we need... You see, the other side of it is, without the money from these guys, there are no businesses, no jobs... They control, and that's one of the reasons it's been so frustrating this year and last year and the year before, because they do control so much of the money and the wealth, and they never mind the banks that they own themselves, Goldman Sachs Bank, but they control the money, the flow of money, to a lot of the smaller banks, medium-sized banks. They control the Fed. I mean, these guys are all pals. They're all together. They all do things to benefit themselves. So, as money gets moved around, it's all to benefit them. But we need their money to grow small businesses, and that's the frustration of this last couple, 3 years, because we haven't been able to grow businesses, because you couldn't get a hold of any money, because they're hoarding it all themselves and buying up other banks that are in trouble to build up their portfolio. And here it is. You heard me talking earlier this week about the way that you can... if you're trying to renegotiate with the big five, the feds somehow or other figure out how to fine these big banks, $25 billion, that's $5 billion apiece. And instead of paying the fine, they want the government to say, okay, we're going to allow you to go back to the people that you screwed and renegotiate the mortgages. And I'm one of those people, at least the place here in California. And, you know, some people are getting $300,000 or $500,000 if the mortgage or $100,000 or whatever it is. And they want to use that as a credit against the fine. And they'll probably do it because it's ultimately in the best interests of those who have been screwed in the first place. But do you understand how incestuous all of this stuff is? Did I do a good job?
Yeah, no, I got it.
You got it? Okay. Let me explain something else. Many people have problems in our country. Sorry, but the truth is prostate cancer is a big, big problem. And somebody sent me a note pointing out some of the big things in an article they read about this disease and how it's been diagnosed since 2004 so much better than it used to be. Some people are getting radiation implants and, you know, the kinds of things that are very uncomfortable to even think about, never mind go through. But the fact that you don't have to go through any of this stuff, if you feed your prostate properly, and that's what Master Prostate is all about. You remember the million bottle giveaway announcement from last fall? Now, the folks at Master Prostate, it's Great American Nutrition Products. They're the company that are responsible for the formulas producing and distributing Master Prostate. So if you've had a hard time sleeping lately and you didn't get in on the million bottle giveaway, but you thought, hey, you know what, I want to get into this product. Here's the second chance of the second $1 million, second million bottle giveaway from the folks at Master Prostate. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients that will promote healthy prostate function. The best of it is that you get a good night's sleep. That's really what happens, because it affects your urine flow. It makes it so you don't have to get up in the middle of the night all the time. And that's a sign your prostate has a problem. But this stuff feeds it, and by doing that, it keeps it from your urination at night from being a problem. So here is what you do. You get a free bottle of Master Prostate by calling 800-421-1712. Do it now while you're thinking about it. An amazing million-dollar free bottle offer. It'll go away like the last one did. Maybe they'll do it again, maybe not. Now's your chance. 800-421-1712. Sleep well and have a healthy prostate. 800. Do it free. Free. Super Master Prostate. 800-421-1712.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
You already did. Tell me what you already did.
Time to discover what's going to be big at the box office this weekend. Time for Chuck Curry as we listen to some movie music. This is Tell Me What You Already Did by the Fountains of Wayne.
They think Daisy's mom has got it going on.
Really? It's from the movie Robots, which was the number one movie during this week in 2005.
Good little flick.
So 7 years ago. All right, so let's get to the heart of the matter. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is going to be here. We'll have, I don't know if I want to do this contest or not, because I find the guy that stars in it so irritating.
Oh, that means I love it then.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you have to do it.
So because Rich is so important, we'll do this contest. And then
that's right.
Chuck is going to give us the overview, the overlay, if you will, of what's coming to the box office, what's going to be at the movies that's new this weekend. Here are three excerpts from a movie starring a guy who's turning 86 today, and you all know him. He's a household name. Everybody knows who this guy is. I find him extraordinarily, not just a little, extraordinarily annoying.
Annoying 86-year-old. I don't get it.
Annoying like you wouldn't believe.
I must
But do you like him?
I find him annoying.
All right, well, let's see who he is. I'm excited.
Here's the first clue.
So cool it. And if you're real nice lads, cute little chappies, later on I'll let you twirl my keychain.
I don't have it.
800-510-8255. You do have it. You know what it is. You'll call us. And the idea will get you a swell prize if you haven't won on Movie Moments before. Here's the second audio clue.
You're crazy about me, right? And I can understand it. Only this morning, looking in the mirror before shaving, I enjoyed seeing what I saw so much I couldn't tear myself away. Have some, baby?
I got it. Great movie. Hmm. Great movie.
All right. Last horrible movie. This guy is
a great movie.
Self
and was remade.
Yeah, right.
Here we go.
Well, actually,
actually, Miss Perry.
We say that a man with an ulcer had a nail in his shoe and a splinter in his finger was then struck by lightning. If you could say that that man was not hurt, then yes, you would say, I'm not hurt.
Okay. Miss Perry.
I have no idea.
My brothers and I used to crack up watching this movie.
Doesn't say much for you.
No,
all right.
Totally.
So anyway, if you know what the movie is, 800-510-8255. Chucker will have our lineup in a moment. First, though, Roberta wants to help us understand one of the elements that is yours at the Queen of Cheap Box at DougStefan.com.
Got a lot of stuff in the Queen of Cheap box right now, Doug. Look out for Freebie Friday. It tells you how to get free French fries all weekend. And we also got news from Vitacost.com because, as you know, until now, grocery shoppers had two choices, Doug. You could go to stores with low prices but not great products, or stores with the healthy products but very expensive prices. But a website called Vitacost.com has natural and organic foods, household essentials, vitamins, and supplements all at up to 50% off. And this is the best part. Orders over $49 ship for free right to your door. So you get the whole food type products at Walmart type prices. Just think of it as Mominomics. Take your shopping list to Vitacost.com, Doug, and take the cost out of healthy living. And check out the Queen of Sheep website at DougStefan.com.
800-510-8255 to identify that movie and the star. You got 60 seconds to do that while Chucker tells us what's going to be opening up today and this weekend at the box office.
One major film, Doug, that's the opening of 21 Jump Street, the new action comedy based on the 80s TV series, which starred actor Johnny Depp. This one's more of a comedic tone with Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill. Reviews are actually really good, with most critics saying the chemistry between the two is excellent, although this will be sort of the calm before the storm at the box office, as The Hunger Games, as I said yesterday, opens next weekend, tracking at $105 million opening. Most people expect the 21 Jump Street to open somewhere in the mid-20s. Now, speaking of Johnny Depp, the new trailer to Dark Shadows was released on the Internet yesterday, directed by Tim Burton. And I must say the tone was very different than I thought it would be. Sort of plays out like a fish-out-of-water comedy, but the trailer is very funny and it looks really good. It opens in a few months.
I saw a picture yesterday, Chucker, of Johnny Depp in his Tonto outfit as they started to shoot the Lone Ranger. Did you see that?
It looks strange. You know, it's amazing. The guy goes from bounces from one big film to the next.
Yeah, right.
And they're all big. He's not one of those actors that takes these unique small parts for no paycheck. He goes from one big studio film.
And Armie Hammer is the Lone Ranger. I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what they. The focus on the movie isn't the Lone Ranger, though. It's Tonto in the new Lone Ranger thing.
Well, if it's not Johnny Depp, that's what's going to happen.
Right. All right. We haven't got anybody who identified Jerry Lewis starring in The Nutty Professor. And here's Jerry Lewis singing what he sang as the, I think...